My friends, bless and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this very special edition of Prophetic Wednesday. Da, 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 da. So get yourself happy, get yourself tuned in. I want to encourage you guys to make yourself teachable today. Guys, I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm coming at you strong here from here on the stage at Open Door Church today because I have some friends that's going to be joining me here today. But I also want to remind you that if you need prayer right now or anytime, but you're watching this in the future, you can call us 24/7 because we have an amazing communications and prayer ministry here at Open Door Church. All you got to do is call 877-413-0888. It's free and it's a valuable resource, and I call you blessed. All right, friends, on today's episode, we were going to do something about 5 minutes ago, and then we decided we're not going to do the thing that we were going to do 5 minutes ago. And let me tell you what that's all about. It's because my wife is joining me today. And when the boss says, hey, I'm actually doing this or I'm doing that, then I have to say, okay. But you know what? She actually just now got through joining me. And I don't know if we have a camera that's just on the two of us. We don't. We have a camera on three of us, and that's okay. Also, man, she's joining me with her good friend, Susan Cheatham, who is also my good friend. Hello, Leanna. Hello, Susan. How are y'all?
Hello.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
It's good to be here.
Hey, man, so y'all were actually doing a conference down in Houston.
In Houston, yes.
Yep. Amber Kennedy and Chris Kennedy and the Open Door Houston campus down there.
They did a great job. It was a great conference.
Yeah, it was. Leanna, I want you to look right here. Do you see us?
I see us.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal, Pickle. Number one, we have so
we're
many
cute.
Cool things that we are.
We are
we're not
cute.
Bad
yeah.
looking after
look
all these
us.
Years. We're talking about 32 years, right?
Yes. Going on 33.
32 going on 33. Yep. That's craziness. And on top of that, we dated for a long time
we
after
did.
That, right?
We did.
I mean, we dated on that for a long time. Okay, well, I'm grateful for our 32 years of marriage. We have a very good marriage. We really do love each other.
We do.
And we've had a front row seat to see God do extraordinary things. And here we are in ministry all these years later, 26 years of Open Door Church, 31 years. We're celebrating 31 years of the Open Door Food Bank.
Isn't that crazy?
So, Leanna, you have a special guest that's here with us today that's your
I
good friend
do.
And my good friend.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And tell me, how would you introduce this person?
Oh, wow. That's hard because she's a lot like you in that she's very multifaceted.
Yeah.
Unlike me, I have like this one little train I go on. She has like 12 different trains she goes on like you. She's a worship leader. She's also a phenomenal speaker. She travels. She does it all. And there's really not a subject that you can't talk to her about that she doesn't have incredible wisdom on, and which I love that. And just a compassion for people. And she's also very much in the political arena, which I love too. So there's all sorts of different sides of her. And then she's a wife and a mom and all those things too. So yeah, she's a lot. And she is a great donkey rounder upper. I found out yesterday.
Okay. So
she saved my life.
You guys had a rodeo out at our ranch yesterday. Me and her amazing husband was at another one of our ranches out in West Texas. And she was out at our house.
Yeah.
And we have donkeys and we have goats. What happened?
Bless her heart. She just got out of the shower.
I'm so sorry.
Was all fixed up. Looked so cute because we were going to go shopping on the square in Granbury. And I went to feed my goats that have a big dog down with them and went in there and the donkeys pushed the gate open and went in there and the big dog doesn't like the donkey. So she was chasing them around. Then I got the other gate open trying to get the donkeys out and the big dog got out that cannot get out. She has to stay with those goats and I couldn't get them all. And I was just like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't get this. And of course I had 4 grandkids with me at the same time, all little guys. And I'm like, okay, I have to have help. So I went back up to the house and said, Susan, I'm sorry. I know you're clean and you just took a shower, but I need serious help doing this rodeo. And we got them right back all where they needed to go.
Listen, that qualifies you, Susan Cheatham, for being an awesome woman of God.
Yes,
so welcome to Prophetic Wednesday. We're so happy you're here.
I love it. Hey man, I love it.
You watch this show all the time, don't you?
Absolutely.
Because I see your podcast. I mean, I see your comments on all of our podcasts.
Yep.
It's a great privilege to have you here today. Yeah. It really truly is.
Thank you so much.
Well, guys, I want to start off here for everybody that's plugged in here today. We have a prophetic word that we want to give you, and we want to talk to you about. Well, here, I tell you what, I want to set this up.
Okay.
At the beginning of the year, I always fast and pray and say, Lord, what is the word that you give me for the year, right? And for people who are like, you know, I just don't get that. Okay, we get it that you don't get it, right? There's no reason for you to go to war with us because you don't get it. Right. And I would like to start off with that.
Yeah.
That would just be a nice thing, right?
Yeah.
And then to say, but there are some of us that we really and truly do believe Hebrews 1 that says, God who at different times spoke in different ways, right?
Right.
And I mean, we believe the Bible and we believe that this is a big part of it. And so I seek the Lord at the beginning of the year, every single year, and say, God, what is the word that you have for this year? And at the beginning of 2021, the Lord gave me a word about in Revelation chapter 3, verse 6, it says, let he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And that there is a word for Christians this year and during this season that has to do with the important role of women in the day that we're living in. Now, there's always an important role for women. And it's just like any kind of prophetic word. There are certain times that things would get repositioned because God highlights things and says, okay, I'm going to take this off the back burner and put it to the front. I'm going to move this around. And it's part of the way that the kingdom works, right? So at the beginning of the year, I was saying that this being 5781, right, which is a really big deal, being 5781 on the Hebrew calendar, all right, like, okay, so what is 81? It is 9 times 9. And I knew that that's 9 times 9 has to do with both manifold judgment.
Yes.
And it also has to do with manifold fruit bearing, because the number 9 sometimes represents it always represents the judgment of God, but sometimes it represents finality or I'm going to deal with something. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it represents I'm going to cause that thing to bear much fruit, right?
Yes.
So when it comes to the fruit bearing part, with it being the year 81 in the year 5781, in Genesis chapter 1, there's a brother by the name of Michael Hogard who has an amazing book on numbers. Mm-hmm. And I'm a guy that has a book on numbers, but I love Michael Hogard's stuff. And he points out that in Genesis chapter one, that the term be fruitful happens 9 times. Okay. So fruitfulness, right? Okay. Then I also found out that the word womb is in the New Testament 9 times.
Wow.
Okay, ladies, how many months does it take to have a baby?
9.
It takes 9 months, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then there's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that is Galatians 5:22. Galatians is the 9th book of the New Testament. And 5 + 2 + 2 = 9.
Yes, it does.
And there's 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit that is actually listed there. Okay. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law, or in other words, you can do no wrong. Okay, and then the 81st verse of the Bible, okay, remember this is 5781. Mm-hmm. The 81st verse of the Bible is Genesis 4:1, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. So this is a year of bearing much fruit, but it also speaks of the important role that women have.
Yes.
You guys just got through doing a conference. Tell me what's on your heart. Tell me what God Almighty is talking to you about. Go.
Go ahead.
Well, we did. We just got done doing a women's conference, and I agree. This is a season that God is really speaking to women about women and taking the role on that we have been offered. And it's an invitation that God has given us. You know, on the worldly perspective, you've got the women's movement, and they have created a disaster. They've created a mess. They have done so many things to our environment, to our families, to our society that are horrible. And we can look at that and be mad and judge them, or we can rise up and be the woman that God's called us to be and do something about it. And so many times we sit back, as Troy was just talking about, because we don't understand something, then we criticize the people that do understand it. Well, if all you do is criticize, then you're not helping anybody. You have to get up and you have to do something. And instead of worrying about what other people are doing right or wrong, you do what God's called you to do. And this is the movement that God has called. He's calling righteous women up right now and saying, I need you to make a stand. I need you to make a stand for your family. I need you to make a stand for what you believe in and for forwarding the kingdom. Show what it's like to be a godly wife and what submission's really all about. It's not about being lorded over. It's about working together in the place that God's called us to be. And being righteous mothers is about raising up our children in the way that they should go and making those stands. And, you know, Deborah, we love Deborah.
Oh, yeah.
She was a righteous judge. There are some of you women that need to be in political places. We're looking at women right now that are in political places that we think, what is it? A wise woman builds her house and a foolish one tears it down with her hands. The house in the United States is being torn down. There's a lot of foolish women up in there. Yes. And so you righteous women need to stand up and take your place in whatever place that is, whatever platform that God has given you.
Right.
You need to do that and be that.
I'm in full agreement.
Yes.
I'm in full
agreement.
And so
you do that. You
yes,
are
I
in
do.
The political
yes,
realm, which I love that.
So you I know that recently you went to a school board, right?
Yes.
You go to the school board meetings, you do all that, and you're like, why? Because as a woman of God, as a mama, I have a place and my voice needs to be heard.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's a place to begin.
Yes.
As you know, and especially our education system is under assault right now, and we can change that.
Yes.
I can change that.
Yes.
You know, us together, we can change it. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I also open up, you know, Republican meetings with the invocation, and I totally enjoy that. I don't just pray like bless this meeting, oh God.
Yeah.
Well, we want that, but I decree over the
That's
city,
it.
Over the state, over the nation, for a portal of his glory to open, for angels to be released on our behalf, for God to move powerfully in our nation and to defeat the enemy and know who we are. So that's my beginning. That's my beginning. Yeah.
So we're talking about Deborah. Do you know something about Deborah, right?
Absolutely.
So
that's one of our,
her role in the kingdom was so important.
Absolutely.
And what's so funny, you know, is the name Deborah, you know, means like a honeybee, right? Has to do with honey, has to do with the bee.
Right.
And in Deborah's case, it was like Muhammad Ali. It's like, you know, sting like a bee, right?
Yes.
It was like, hey, I'm going to knock you out. And it's because the leadership of the day, the masculine leadership that was supposed to be there, would not do what they were supposed to do.
Yes.
And a godly woman had to stand
there
up.
There you go.
That's true. That's very true.
And that, unfortunately, is the season we're in.
Right.
And a big part of that is because of the women's movement before us. They have they have demanded the man.
Right.
And that comes from us. That comes from mothering. Mm-hmm. That comes from us going, no, we don't need you to be the man. We need to be the man. And that was the curse that was said to Eve, is you're going to want what your husband has. Don't want that. Want what you have. Want what we need us to be women. We need a woman's voice in the way that we're nurturing and we're mothering, and we're not the dads, we're not the fathers.
No.
We need that. Mm-hmm. And so Deborah did, she had to stand up, and she, and Barak told her, I'm not going into this battle unless you go with me. And so she said, okay, I'll go with you. And know this, the battle is going to be won by a woman, and it's going to be known it was won by a woman. And that woman she was talking about wasn't herself.
Right.
It was Jael. And so we've been talking about this week.
Right.
If you read in the commentary, so many people in the commentary see Jael as a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that scripture says the war is going to be won by this woman.
Right.
They still, in today's commentary, say she was a bad guy.
That's right. They call her evil.
Exactly.
And what she did was evil.
Yeah.
Excuse me? What David did wasn't evil.
Right.
He took out the enemy.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, okay, yeah. wait a minute here.
Right.
She was anointed.
She was anointed.
Yes.
By a woman.
Right.
Yes.
And then it was fulfilled by a woman, and
right.
she defeated a king
Absolutely.
That the boys could not defeat.
She sure
That's
did.
That's right. That's
she
right.
Sure did.
And the word said, the glory, the meaning of glory in that, the woman, you know, you will not get the glory, but the
right.
woman, it's a form of being mantled. She was
yes.
mantled for that assignment.
For such a time as
And that's
as
what
this.
God mm-hmm. is doing in the women today.
Yes.
He is mantling us for our assignment in the earth.
Yes.
We're partnering with God. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's
exactly.
get with Jesus and let's get in his presence. Say, God, what do you have for me?
Yes.
What do you have for me? And it's those small steps which lead to bigger steps.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
And our role as women and as mothers is to nurture and to make
yeah.
sure our children are trained up in the way they should go.
Right.
To honor their father. And
yes,
what is being torn
yes.
down in our society now? They're destroying our forefathers. You know, they're
oh,
taking
man.
Down statues and all
mm-hmm.
of this stuff. They're trying to erase the history of this country. Good, bad, or whatever it is, it's still your history and you learn
Absolutely.
From it.
Right.
And if you don't have that to learn from, then you have to rewrite it.
That's right.
And that's a mess. And
yeah.
so you teach your children what is right, and you teach
That's right.
them, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 6:5, teach the children to love the Lord your God with all of their heart, mm-hmm. their soul, their mind, their strength. That's the number one thing that you need to do. That's the legacy that we want to
Come
leave.
On.
Love the Lord
That's
your God with
key.
All your heart.
That's the key. And she submitted. She submitted because the word says
yeah.
she is the wife of.
Yes.
So she knew how to lead, and then
yes.
she knew how to be led.
Yes.
And that's so important
so
in
important.
Our day, in our
so
hours
important.
To know.
So who is that? Are you talking about J.O.? Or,
we're
or,
talking about Deborah.
Are you talking yeah. about Deborah?
Deborah knew how to lead, and then
mm-hmm.
she knew how to be led. She
wow.
submitted. She talked about submission. Leanna
yeah.
talked about submission. Well, she submitted to her husband.
Yes.
Because she was a wife. She was a mama.
Yes.
So she
and
knew how to do that.
Meekness is not weakness.
That's right.
Meekness is so beautiful
yeah,
and it's
it
so
is.
Honoring. It is so much more feminine, so much more beautiful to be able to be meek and to be submissive. And still, meekness is being able to say, I know who I am. I know what I'm called to do. And I have no problem saying, this is my husband.
Right.
And I am going to partner with him. I'm going to let him lead me. And I'm going to, and I have partnered with him in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to let him lead me and tell me these things. And I'm going to say yes to it. And I know in turn, he hears from God and he's submitted to God. It's not like he's the end all. He's submitted to the Lord and together we're submitted to the Lord. And that's what moves the kingdom forward. That's what makes a healthy family.
It makes it a lot easier for you to honor me if I'm honoring you, right?
Absolutely.
If I give a place
yes.
of honor to you, which is so important because see, I get this. You and me are equal, but we
yeah.
ain't the same.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, we're not supposed to be the same. And this
I don't want to be a boy.
This lie that women think today, well, the only way I can be truly equal is if I look like a dude, act like a dude, all that mess. No. Let me tell you, listen, equality does not mean the same. And that's the same lie that all socialists tell.
Right.
Right. If you're going to be equal, then everybody has to be poor, except for us, of course, the guys
right.
who lead socialism, right?
yeah.
Father Fidel, you
yeah.
know, he's going to be fine. He's got air conditioning. But everybody else has to be equal, so they have to be exactly the same.
Right. It's so ridiculous.
That's a lie.
It is
ridiculous.
Absolutely.
It's a ridiculous notion, and
right.
it doesn't work. Now, we are equal. But we are not the same. We do
right.
not have the same roles. We
no.
do not have the same mindset towards everything. You know, girls are going to see things that we're not going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, you can, if you're going to step up and if you're not going to believe that my masculinity is toxic, and you don't.
Right.
And I praise God for that. You know, like, hey, I really don't feel comfortable if you acting like a dude. Well, then why did you marry a dude? You know, like, hey, no.
I love that you're
I know,
a boy.
I
love that. I love
totally
that you're
get.
A man. You do things that I think, what is wrong? But, you know, you're a boy.
I'm
and
a boy.
I am 100% okay with that. And I'm 100% being okay with being a girl.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you that if you're going to believe that my masculinity or my perception as a man is not threatening to you, I also have to believe that you being feminine and you being a woman is not threatening to me. And for me to also understand that you've got a place in the body of Jesus that I cannot fulfill. You have a place in my house that I cannot fulfill.
Right.
And I can't be threatened by that. And I'm not.
No, and
I'm
you don't need to. If I'm doing my job, you don't need to do my job. You have your own job. And whenever we were created, the Lord said, we're going to create them in our image.
Yeah.
We're both created in the image of God. He created us in his image, in their image. And it takes us both.
Yep,
so it's together that we make one. And so there's two sides of this. And I can't be you, and I don't want to be you.
Okay, so going back to Deborah, who prophesied Jael, and Jael, actually, man, that woman was something else. That's a scary woman to me. I'm just saying, she's scary, okay? That dude's like, hey, man, I need to play. I'm worn out. She's like, lay down right here. It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then she gets him all sugared up with this milk. And he like goes into a sugar coma. And then she takes a tent peg to the brother's head.
She sure did.
Now, in that day and in that society, women were the one who actually set up the tents, which is an amazing thing to me. I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah.
It's like, no. We build the house and we tear it down. Okay.
Yes.
Understand that, ladies.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's what you said at the beginning.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's what we do.
You need to understand that.
Yep.
Yeah, it might be. It's so funny that we think of men as the builders, but actually the kingdom sees the women as the builders of the house.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy to me.
We build our husbands. We build our children.
Right.
We build and we tear down.
Yep.
It is up to us as women. That's why God gave us the voice that he gave us, is to be builders.
That's right.
And so we need to use it to build.
Okay, so this is an hour. Remember, we said this at the beginning of this, where it's about time to wrap this up. 5781, that the 81st verse in the Bible, and remember, 81 is 9 times 9. 9 represents fruit bearing. The word womb is in the New Testament 9 times. There are 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's the ninth. That's Galatians, the 9th book of the New Testament. It's Galatians 5:22. 5 + 2 + 2 = 9, right?
9. Yep.
And then the 81st verse of the Bible is about women, is about a woman, Eve, taking her role, right?
Yes.
Okay, now check this out. Are you guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. The 2021st verse in the Bible is about men taking their role.
Yes.
Come on.
Okay?
Amen.
So it's also the year 2021.
Correct.
So this is what Exodus 20:21 says. It's actually Exodus 18:21, which is the 2021st verse in the Bible. Moreover, you shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and rulers of tens. Okay, what is that? It's a year of leaders rising up, and there should be a true recognition of the role of both women and men in the leadership of our churches, and our government, and our houses, and in all that we are a part of.
Absolutely.
Yes. And the two shall become one.
It's good.
It's unity. It's all about unity. It's not about division, which is what's going on in our country right now, is this whole competition of your races or your if you're a male or a female.
Right.
It's all about competition, and it's all about just causing people to be ununified. And it's the United States of America. We've got to get united.
Right.
We're supposed to be.
Yeah, and it's a kingdom principle. It's a kingdom principle. Is to support one another, lift each other up, you know, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do today, is encourage you to use, just like JL, use what you have in your hand, what God has equipped you with, what he's given you, how he's empowered you. That's what the kingdom is all about.
It's Come on, sister.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the deal is, JL was like, I don't know how to do much, but I know how to do this. And that one thing that she knew how to do ended up defeating a demonic king.
Yes.
True story.
Yes.
That's right.
And otherwise people went, oh, the thing that you know how to do doesn't matter. It did on that day.
Oh, man.
It sure did.
Oh,
ladies,
yeah.
I want to tell you, man, the thing that you know how to do matters in a huge way and in a tremendous way. Ladies, can we just pray for just a second? And can we pray over everybody that's watching and just declare this prophetic time over our homes, over our houses, that the leadership within women, that calling that you girls have is so real and you're so needed today. That the calling that men have is so real and so needed today, right?
Yes.
Can we just, can we, I'm going to start off with you, Ladybug, and then let's go to you. Here we go.
Okay. Well, Lord, we just decree and declare, Lord God, that the men in this nation, in this country, Lord God, will rise up and be the men, God, that you created them to be, God. I just declare in the name of Jesus, Lord God, a masculinity, Lord God, just a roar within our men, Lord God, that they would stand up, Lord God, that they would defend and defeat, Lord God, the enemy on our behalf, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for making them the priests of our house, Lord God, making them the priests of this nation, Lord God, to lead us and guide us into righteousness, Lord God. I thank you, God, for the women of this world, Lord God, for this nation, Lord God, that we will rise up and we will build, Lord God, good houses, Lord God, houses, Lord God, that fear the Lord, Father, houses, Lord God, that Lord God, will bring the kingdom to this earth, Lord God, even as it is in heaven. And God, I just thank you, Lord God, for raising up a standard of righteousness among us, Lord God, and putting a fire of the Holy Spirit within all of us, Lord God, that we would obtain that, Father God, which you have set before us. And I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, go ahead, Susan. And we just say, Deborah's arise. JL's arise in the name of Jesus. Take your place. We take authority over complacency and apathy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we release a help from the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Thank
we
you,
release
Lord.
Power from heaven. And we just say, all heaven is behind you as you take your place and you use what you have in your hand. We just declare an equipping and we declare a uniting in Jesus' name of the women today and of the men today. Father, we are so thankful for the opportunity that we have, God, to partner with you in the earth, Lord. And we just say, so be it, God.
Yes.
Have your way in our women. Have your way in our men. We thank you for that. We thank you for our husbands and our sons.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for those that you partner with us
God.
In this hour in Jesus'
Make
name. And we're just so thankful.
Amen.
We just worship you right now.
Love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
In your name, we bless
Amen.
You.
Yeah, Father God, sir, I just agree with my friends, my bride, my good friend. Just declare, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you have given them a voice. And I thank you, God, that you've given me a voice.
Yes.
And I lift up all the ladies, Lord God Almighty, sir, who are watching right now and just declare their significance in the kingdom, Lord God. And God, I love you and praise you and thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, ladies, thank y'all so much for joining me today.
Thanks for letting
us.
Okay, so Leanna, how does everybody find you if they want to be able to find you?
LeannaBrewer@me.com.
Okay, that is your email.
That's my email.
That's if they want to contact with you.
Yes.
So they go Spark Worldwide?
SparkWorldwide.org.
Right on.
Yep.
And find out all the work that you're that we are doing, right? But I'm just going to say that you're doing.
Yeah, you do it,
You're killing it, man.
We all do it.
Yep.
It's a team of us.
And then, Susan, how do people find you?
SCMFire.org.
SCMFire.org.
That's where you find me.
And you actually have a devotional that's on the feast and on all those things. Here we are on the third day of Elul.
Right.
And today, on the prophetic life at 1 o'clock, you're going to be joining me, and we're actually going to be walking through that, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, we are.
Okay.
Ooh, it's exciting.
So all my friends that are part of the prophetic life, man, be sure and join us at 1 o'clock. She's going to be here. We're actually going to blow a shofar. Like, why? We're going to tell you why. We're going to tell you why you ought to blow a shofar and what that's all about. We're actually going to walk through that today, and that's going to be today at 1 o'clock. And if you're not a part of the prophetic life, you can sign up for it. Simply go to TroyBrewer.com. Go to TroyBrewer.com. If you guys have that lower third, put that up there. Or there you go. That'll work right there. TroyBrewer.com. That is our prophetic life, and it is our mentoring community that we walk people through. We're going to have a time of questions and answers, and then we're going to have a time of proclamation where we are actually going to be going through what is Elul? What is all that about, man? Yeah, it's all about drawing close to the Lord and getting ready for Yom Kippur, getting ready for the Feast of the Trumpets, getting ready for the Feast of Tabernacles, all those things, the days of awe, the first 10 days on the Jewish calendar. Like, why would we care? You'll see, prophetic appointment matters. And those are not just Jewish things. Those are kingdom things. I promise you that. Guys, with me in the studio is my good friend, Pastor AJ. Pastor AJ, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Pastor Troy? You doing good?
I'm doing good. Hey, how cool is it, man, to have these girls with us?
Matt, it was an awesome session about Deborah, man. I truly enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know, honestly, we didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about Deborah. We ended up talking more about JL, right?
Yeah.
And talking about her. And you know, it's funny, I have friends all over the world in all different kinds of languages that have daughters named JL. You know, like we have a friend of ours in, Ron Cantor, he has a daughter named Yael, right? And don't you have a niece named that?
Yael, yes, sir.
Yeah, right on. Same thing. She's a hero all over the world to this day. And you know, she was a housewife who only knew how to do the housewife thing, and it was perfect for defeating a king back in the day. Man, that was cool.
It was cool, man. Dude, and how did it feel to be there with Miss Leanna and Susan? How did you feel there, being the odd man out there?
Oh, it's always scary sitting next to Leanna. You know, I don't know what she's going to do. I don't know. You know, she's mean. I don't know if... Everybody knows that Leanna's mean. She's not mean. You know what, man? No, it's great. It was great being up here with these ladies.
That's awesome.
And man, they're killing it. Hey, man, so what are we telling people if they want to help us save boys and girls out of sexual trafficking, if they want to stand with us? How do they do that, and what are we offering today?
Well, obviously, guys, you can always go to troybury.com, and you can find out how to partner and get more involved in this. But if you guys are looking to get fed more, and in the process of getting resource yourself, you're saving little boys and little girls out of sexual trafficking. Okay. Pick up the phone and call today.
Hey, listen, man, we encourage you guys to partner with us, because this money's not going to us. This money is going to help save boys and girls all over the world, helps us preach the gospel of Jesus, helps us dig water wells, helps us buy houses for people. What? Yeah, man, we do that for widows and for orphans. We do that all over. Guys, we're doing amazing things. Helps us with the food bank. Just in the nation of Nicaragua, we have a food bank, Pastor AJ, and you know this, that feeds over 100,000 people a month. And so we're always like, man, I sure hope people will partner with us, because this is life or death for people. It's heaven or hell. It is so real. And so we're just trying to come up with creative ways to do that and to bless people who are blessing us. So I encourage you guys to take big advantage of that.
Come on.
All right. Pastor AJ, are you going to be joining me today on The Prophetic Life?
Yes, sir. So before we sign off, man, I want to encourage you guys, if you haven't done so, go check out The Prophetic Life. Go to troybrewer.com and you just click on Prophetic Life. Guys, this is an awesome mentorship program. You get mentored by Pastor Troy and a lot of his friends that come in, and it's so good. And he speaks on a topic, and there will be a time for questions and answers. So I challenge you, go check it out today at 1 o'clock Central Time.
Okay, man. Yeah, today, man, we're going to be talking about Elul. We're going to be talking about blowing the shofar. We're going to be talking about the 40 days from the first of Elul until Passover. We're going to be talking about all that. Guys, listen, thank you so much for joining us today. Pastor AJ, thanks so much for joining me today. Guys, don't forget that you can call 877-413-0888, or you can go to troybrewer.com. Until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.